Yes. So you are right.
You know why
you
I do that?
Ask more questions than any other human.
You ask a question and you answer yourself. See, so I need to know, is that what you really want? Well, anyway, back to the study. This is the covenant which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will.
Oh, yeah.
The way you know his will, folks, is to know his word, to know his love letter to you. And then you know him, you begin to know his ways. And you know, sometimes people don't understand the ways of God. The ways of God are possibility thinking, folks. He didn't say, I want to show you all the reasons why you're going to fail. Mm-hmm. All the stories through the Bible tell you why you're going to win if you're with God and with Jesus. Mm-hmm. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we've asked of him. How do you know he's going to hear you? When you ask according to his will. He's not busy out there operating in the land of unbelief. He operates over here in the land of possibility thinking, possibility believing.
That's right. And the word hope has a future connotation that says, I'm going to stand until this comes. But I believe, Darren, we're in the now. And this verse doesn't say, and if we hope that he hears us in whatever we ask, we hope that we have the requests which we've asked from him. No, it says we know that he hears us in whatever we ask. We know that we have the requests that we have asked from him. That process that you really believe in, and the first one is believe. The second one is you meditate on these scriptures. And the third one is you confess with your mouth these scriptures.
And what if you got up today and you started saying, I'm a believer. Mm. I'm not a doubter. I'm a believer.
Amen.
And you focus on that. You don't focus on unbelief and all the reasons why it won't work. You focus on all the reasons why it will work. And one big reason is because God's behind it. I just had this thought just now. You know, this is a 5-star teaching. It's like, you know, go looking for a hotel. And they advertise, this is a 5-star hotel or 5-star restaurant. Well, it better be top drawer. Some people get there and say, you know, that service was so lousy and food was so terrible. That wasn't a 5-star hotel. It was about a 3-star.
Yeah.
You know, and we have gone in. In fact, we didn't know what we were doing. We made a reservation in a hotel. It was a privately owned, but it had a national name. We got there, and the washcloth looked like it had been used before.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yes.
It was dirty.
Yes, it was.
And we said, well, we better check out the bed sheets here. We're going to be sleeping on somebody else's sheets.
It was a hard night.
It was a hard night. It was a long night.
It was a hard day's night.
It
I think that's what the Beatles used
awful.
To sing. But, you know, we brought our, we always bring our own towels and at least a couple wash, one towel and a couple washcloths. So I'm so glad we had that in our luggage because
so
that's what I used.
So you felt vindicated, didn't
yes.
you? Okay. Well, anyway, back to the lesson. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, or it is the title deed.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're praying for an answer, and Jesus said, now, if I hear you, I'll give it to you. You can know if you're praying according to his will and what's in his word. And by the way, healing is his word, and prosperity is his word, protection. That's his will. It's detailed in the word.
Yes.
Then you can know that he has answered you, but you say, I can't see it, man. I can't see it. If I could just see it. Well, that's the struggle between the natural mind and the spiritual mind, between the natural man and the spiritual man. You got to say, yeah, God answered my prayer, and you got to thank him for it before you see it in the natural.
That's right. In this scripture here, Hebrews 11:1, it's so important. I kind of look at it as I go into a vehicle, I open the door, I stick the key in the starter, and I turn it. That's the substance of things hoped for. You're hoping for a vehicle that's going to go out of the garage and take you to where you want. You're hoping. And so you're turning that key, not until you step your foot on that accelerator. Going backwards or forwards, do you actually see the evidence of the things? And you're not actually seeing the thing, the motor running and the gears and all the things working together, but you know that thing is going to deliver what it says it's going to deliver. And that's what faith is.
Now, if it doesn't start, you're going to first of all check the battery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say, well, is this thing getting juice? Well, if it's getting power to it, we call that electricity, or you're getting power from the battery to start the car. Is it getting fuel? Is it getting gas? You know, oh, you look at the gas gauge, well, no wonder it won't start. I'm out of gas. Well, you begin to check some things like that. But see, when I'm in the house, I don't wonder about, is my car going to start? I have faith that it will start.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't believe it was going to start, I'd start making other arrangements to get to the studio or get to wherever I'm going. I'd say, I don't trust my car. Can I use yours, Barbara? And then I'd get a 2-minute sermon. Yeah, but you got to be real careful because I really like my car and I don't want you wrecking my car, and don't drive it too fast and all this stuff, and I don't want you peeling out at the stoplight.
Well, if you didn't want
me to peel out, you shouldn't have bought a Mustang.
And I don't want you to trash my car inside by throwing all your little papers on the floor.
I might do that.
One of your favorite habits. I'm sorry to be telling all of you listening here.
You're not sorry.
But he unwraps something, and well, like, for instance, a candy bar or a stick of gum, and your favorite trash bin is the back seat. You just throw it in the back seat.
It's out of sight, out of mind. Now she is stretching that quite a bit there.
Well,
folks.
No, I am not.
All right, Mark 11:23, a great one. You need to memorize this one. And it says, "Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain," but Hebrews 11:6 says this, "Without faith it's impossible to please God."
That's right.
You've got to have faith, and you build up faith by building up your word level.
Well, and the one who comes to the Father doesn't have a hope so mentality. He must believe. He must have a knowing that God is the I am of the I am. He's going to hear him and answer his prayer if it's in his will. Darren, you have to go back to 1 John 5:14. According to his will, we have got to be in the Spirit in God's will. We cannot be out there hanging on a limb in the world and hoping God is going to meet our need when we're doing all kinds of worldly, demonic things, hoping God is going to bless us. That's ridiculous. He's not going to.
No, sometimes I think when we're really mature, we're riding our tricycle down the sidewalk and maybe there's a bump in the sidewalk. For us, that's a big deal. It's like a speed bump. It might only be a half inch high, but when you first start riding that tricycle, the reason you're riding a tricycle is you don't have enough balance to ride a bike yet. And yet that thing is a big deal. You might lay in bed as a little tot, and you might think, well, I'm going to go faster and get over that thing. You might, and you might wreck. All right? But one day, that little thing in the sidewalk is not a big deal for you.
That's right.
It's a speed bump, and sometimes we have to say to ourselves, if we have just a natural mindset, am I looking at a speed bump or am I looking at a mountain? But here in Mark 11:23 is just what it says. I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, it doesn't say attack it with a shovel or with a bulldozer. It says words now, words, words. Whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it shall be granted him. Mm-hmm. Jesus here wasn't talking about physical mountains. He was talking about obstacles that stop so many believers.
Absolutely. And I like Mark 11:22. I believe that's the title of this whole verse, Mark 11:23. It says, have the faith of God. God is a spirit. We must worship him in spirit and in truth. So you're absolutely right. This thing is done in the spirit. It's not done with physical bulldozers. It's not done with shovels. It's done in the spirit with our mouths. And it says, he believes. That word believes is so important. We must believe the word of God, what he says.
Well, and we've got to know that when we speak, see, God says, well, first of all, you need to have faith in my word. But now I'm telling you, you've got to have faith in your words. Do you believe that what you say is going to happen? Mm-hmm. Now, some people are so busy blowing and going, and nobody believes them. You know, they know that, well, that guy's a blowhard. He doesn't believe what he says, and we'll just dismiss him as being, you know, whatever. And he's an airhead. So people say that. He's got air in his head. That's all he has. No brains, just hair. Air. Hair on his head and air in his head. Okay. But here, this says, whoever says to this mountain, truly I say to you, Jesus' words, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart. Now you, and we have a tape called, Does Your Mouth Believe Your Heart? We have a message on that. And it's really saying, are you congruent? Are you congruent? And sometimes people will say something and folks around them will say, do you really believe that? Do you believe what you're saying? See, they want to know. Now here you said something preposterous. You said something outlandish. Do you really believe that in your heart? Or are you just blowing and going? And the devil's going to say that to us all the time. You don't believe what you just said. You don't believe you're healed. You're still hurting. You don't believe that you have prosperity. You're still broke. Folks, I'm going to tell you, this is the challenge. This is the key challenge in the Gospels, I believe. And that's that you've got to have so much faith in your heart that when you begin to speak, that God's power is in your words and it's coming out of your heart because you have the Word of God hidden in your heart and you speak it out and your words all of a sudden are going to be filled with faith. They're going to be filled with power and you're going to get what you say.
Yes.
You may not have it in the natural when you're speaking it out, but you have the confidence that you're going by the laws and ways of God and that what you say is going to come to pass. And you're on your way when you get to that point.
Absolutely.